Hello, I'm Kenzie T. Schaefer, and today we will be discussing the life after jail for two different crimes, a misdemeanor and a felony. FindLaw.com defines a misdemeanor as a crime which is punishable by up to a year in jail time. Sometimes that jail time is served in a local county jail instead of a high security prison. This is a less severe crime that requires less time in jail and has smaller fines. A felony is a bigger crime and is defined by dictionary.com as prison sentences of greater than a year. Since the punishments can be more severe, courtroom procedures must be strictly observed so that the defendant's rights stay protected. Felonies are usually crimes that are viewed severely by society and include crimes such as a murder, rape, burglary, kidnapping, or arson. Starting with the worst kind of crime, a felony. Education UGA found that over 15,000 people in Minnesota alone go to jail every year for a felony. The consequences of a felony are much more severe than a misdemeanor. If you receive a felony, some smaller things you need to think about are jobs, your family, and your personal health. When you get a family, three main things you can no longer do are run for office, vote, own a firearm, serve as a jury, and you can even lose your professional license. These rules are not just in Minnesota either. They apply in 31 of the 50 United States. Along with having a family mad at you, you could also lose your job and your citizen rights. Harsh punishments for a felon could be the death penalty, if the state that you live in has that in place, but not all do. This is only the punishment if you are guilty of murder. Jail time in county or state prisons are most common for felons. After a felon is released from jail, they are usually on parole, probation, or house arrest. Things that are put into count when the judge determines if you are on probation is past criminal history and the time that you spent in jail. Probation is essentially a release from jail. But if you mess up while you're on probation, you could be sent back for double the time. Jail time is not the punishment for every felony, though. It all depends on the crime that you committed and how bad the crime was. The next crime is a misdemeanor. It is the smaller of the crimes, but it's still something that you don't want to get yourself into. Something that most don't realize is that if you get the same misdemeanor twice, that could potentially be amped up to a felony conviction. The law is something that you do not want to mess with and could put your life into danger. Being convicted of a misdemeanor for the first time has different punishments than a felony. Misdemeanors have four or five classes, and the fourth class being the least severe. These facts are found from LegalMatch.com. Class 1, or A, is fines that are up to $5,000 and could potentially have jail time of up to 12 months. Class 2 or B, fines are $1,000 and or jail sentence of 6 to 9 months. Class 3 misdemeanors or C, fines are up to $1,000 and or jail time of up to 3 months. Class 4 or D, fines are up to $500 and or jail sentence of up to 30 days. In some cases, they have what is called an unclassified misdemeanor. This is when the punishment can vary from judge to judge. A misdemeanor is the lesser of the crime, but will still go on your record and could change your life. A felony and a misdemeanor have much different lifestyles after jail. Some people get out and can get back to their everyday life, while others are out of a job, a family, and cannot fulfill their citizen rights. This is an extremely scary place to be in life, and I hope everyone thinks twice before committing a crime. Thank you. Recording from Anchor FM. Music from Anchor FM, track number 2.